Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2080, How to Prioritize Effectively by Carl Pauline of carlpauline.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read to you every single day of the year so that you don't have to go find blogs and articles yourself. I get the best authors online that I can find and simply read them to you for free with their permission. And my brother does that too, but he covers health, diet and nutrition, fitness, and all that kind of stuff on the podcast Optimal Health Daily. And I'm specifically mentioning that because it's his birthday today, so going over and checking out his show would be a great gift to him. But since you're here, let's get right to our next post and continue optimizing your life. How to Prioritize Effectively by Carl Pauline of carlpauline.com. Let's begin with a fact. You have far more tasks to complete than time available. You'll never change that unless you are prepared to give up everything, your work, your family, and friends, and live in the middle of a desert. Beginning with this fact, we need to find a way to make sure the tasks we do each day are meaningful, move projects and goals forward, and leave us feeling satisfied at the end of the day. Prioritization starts at the top. The art of prioritization begins at a higher level. You need to know what you want. What do you want to achieve with your career or business, your social and family life, and your own goals? Being clear about these makes decision-making easier. If you do not know what you want, you'll find that everything that comes across your desk is a priority because there is no context to decide. You'll revert to basic human needs, the need to please, and the fear of missing out, FOMO, none of which lead you anywhere positive. For instance, your health and fitness. No matter where you are with your health, all of us need to make sure we are protecting it. If we are a bit overweight, we must act to reduce our weight. If our diet is a mess and we are eating far too many toxic foods, processed grains, sugar, and refined carbohydrates, we need to take steps to remove these from our diet. Once you know what you want, what's important to you, and these are embedded as repeating non-negotiable tasks in your task manager, the next step is to make decisions about the work you do. This is likely where your most variable tasks come from. Understanding your core work. Here, you need to know what your core work is. What are you employed to do? The clue is often in your job title. Are you a salesperson, a teacher, a designer, illustrator, or a lawyer? Your core work in these examples is to sell, teach, design, illustrate, or provide legal advice. This means that you are doing what you are paid to do whenever you are selling, teaching, or designing. When you are called into town hall meetings by your boss or asked to complete time-consuming sales reports, you are not doing your core work. I would even go as far as to argue teachers completing attendance reports are not doing their core work. Attendance reports help admin staff. They don't help the people you are teaching to learn anything. In great companies, you don't get promotions or pay raises because you are good at gossiping or fast at replying to messages and emails. You get promoted based on your results doing the work you are employed to do. Make sure you are prioritizing the work you are employed to do. Spend a good part of your workday in front of your customers and potential customers, or designing products, or teaching and developing teaching materials that will benefit your students. Any work related to these activities will always be your priority. Once you know what you want, what you are employed to do, and make sure your daily activities are focused on these, you will quickly learn where your focus is best applied. Make sure you use your calendar to block sufficient time out to do this work. The sales example. Imagine you are a salesperson. Your job is to sell, so you'd block out 2 or 3 hours each working day to focus on contacting prospective customers and clients, your pipeline. You'd also schedule a good part of your day to talk with your existing customers. That takes care of your core work. However, while doing sales admin and responding to non-sales related emails may not be part of your core work, they're still a part of your job, so you would dedicate a fixed amount of time for dealing with your admin and communications. Managed well, you'd have plenty of time each day for each of these activities while prioritizing the work that drives your core work forward. Automatic prioritization. When you are clear about what you want and have defined core work activities, prioritizing becomes almost automatic. Any task or activity that does not directly support either of those will not be a priority. Bringing all this together is the weekly and daily planning sessions. During these sessions, you review your tasks, the commitments you have, and decide where best to apply your time. Again, you base these decisions on how any of these requests or activities will assist you with your goals and core work. Prioritizing is not a science, it is an art, and you'll get better the more you practice it. Knowing what you want, what you are employed to do, and being disciplined enough to make sure you spend most of your time working on these activities will lead you down roads that take you to greater heights with a lot less stress. You just listened to the post titled, How to Prioritize Effectively by Carl Pauline of carlpauline.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. That should do it for the Saturday edition of Optimal Living Daily. Thank you for listening every day. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time. Happy birthday to my brother, Dr. Neil of Optimal Health Daily. Now that we're wrapping up here, please do check out that show, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.